for tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to another episode of the original Season 2, Episode 17, Exquisite Corpse. I'm your host, Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, sitting alongside the amazingly talented Donald Romaine.
Hi, I'm Donald Romaine. You can find me everywhere at Donald Romaine. And on Twitter at Tears Hobbs.
The beautiful, lovely Katie Campbell.
Hello, you can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And our incredible chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. Tiana Hobson here at the Tiana Hobson on social media and Tiana underscore Hobson on Snapchat.
And also by being our chat mistress on YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, where she's talking to you all live.
Yes.
Chat mistress in the house. Chat mistress in the house. And you guys can always find us at AfterBuzzTV.com, at AfterBuzzTV, hashtag ABTV Originals on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Give us that thumbs up. Give us that five star. And write a comment, because we read everything you guys have to say, and it's what makes this show even more worthwhile for us. You guys have amazing theories and just are brilliant, beautiful, wonderful, fabulous people. Okay, guys, we just came back from a hiatus, and it feels like we've been apart for way too long.
Way too long.
I know. And now we have even more sad news. I mean, the good news is we're back. The bad news is one of our favorite characters of all time from this universe is getting ripped away from us, which, of course, is Nina Dobrev, who played like 16 different characters on these shows. She was Catherine. Of course, she's most known as being Elena. And then she's played every other doppelganger there was. And she's actually leaving, so we wanted to just give her a moment because she's been such a big part of this universe for us and say goodbye with our moment of silence.
Oh, a literal moment of silence.
No, it was a second of silence.
I feel like that was a good second.
Yeah, it was a good second.
A good moment.
You know, this is radio. We really got to keep the energy up, so we can't give longer than a moment, but we can't get a moment.
It actually got silent, and I got scared. I was like, no one's talking.
Well, you were wondering, how long is Roxy going to keep this up for?
Yeah.
When's she going to come back? No, but you guys, a lot of you in the chat asked for that, and I think that it's really a good point. She's been a huge part of this world for 6 years, and so we're really going to miss her, but we believe in the show. And it doesn't affect originals as much as it affects Vampire Diaries, which is really good for us because this show is kicking butt right now.
Like, oh, yeah.
Amazing.
It's getting really good. I think that even though we had the three-week break, it was almost nice because I felt like a lot of stuff happened in this episode and the storyline progressed and everything's now streamlined.
Yep.
There are a lot of answers. So I just feel like it's a good way to go into the last chunk of the season.
I agree. How are you guys feeling about tonight's episode and what happened?
I really enjoyed it. I am curious about Freya and her real intentions. I know last time I said I love her. I do, but, like, she's scaring me a little bit.
Careful with that. Curiosity kills the wolf. T, what are you thinking? You love this episode?
I loved this episode. I thought it was very scary movie-esque. As I was watching it alone in my bed last night, I was scared. You know, the flashbacks and being in Rebecca / whatever her name is, Ava's mind,
Eva,
like,
yeah.
That was creepy in a way, and, you know, little girls coming out of nowhere, and it was all just a very scary movie, but also very exciting.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of with you, especially on the fact that I'm saying what's her name a lot, because there are so many characters now, like, obviously, we've got the person you are, and then the person's body you're in, and then the person whose body might be in, based on predictions and whatnot.
Which was just killed this week. Killed. It's dead. It was a month of really nice speculation, but it's dead.
We don't know that.
But I have another one.
You have another thing? Are you
another
sure?
Speculation.
Okay, you guys know that he's the mind blower.
Well, this is the thing. It's like, it could very well not line up, and it could line up, but
bold predictions.
Yes, this is a bold prediction, but, you know, she's supposed to have the first of every Michelson line, right?
Mm. Yes.
And Freya still,
you mean
by,
she as in Dahlia.
Yeah. But by blood, Freya is still part of the Michelson line, and I think last time we had the show, you said, like, we don't know where the baby went. She woke up and the baby was gone. They didn't say if the baby was dead. They didn't say anything about the baby.
Wait, what, they woke up and what baby was
Freya.
Gone?
Freya. Oh, yeah, baby. Freya. if Freya's
right when
baby
she tried
survived,
to kill herself.
Yeah, if Freya's baby in any way survived, and maybe that's wild or not, would that be the first of the line?
And that's why Freya's doing this, because she's trying to protect
like
her own
child? Maybe. I don't know. Actually, you added to that, and I think that that is a lot better than the theory I was thinking.
Teamwork!
It just it makes it a little
go.
More solidified. So as that theory died, that's a new speculation for me to hold on to. But
you got to write for the show.
You know, honestly, if you're off there, I will.
You know what, though? It could have been Dahlia. She could have been, like, inside Eva. And they thought they killed Eva inside her mind, but really, though, Dahlia was like, okay, well, you killed Eva, so now I gotta jump out, and I gotta actually come out now.
I pray for my theory that that's true. Because you just made... Okay, it's not dead. It's not dead. It's not dead. We'll find out next week.
We really don't know. There's a lot of predictions. We can talk about more of them towards the end of the episode, because that's how the format at AfterBuzz TV works. In the meantime, let's talk about what actually happened. Oh, T, what's going on?
Oh, no, I was just thinking in my head, oh, we don't start with predictions and then work our way backwards.
Yeah, I mean, this is originals land. We do things quirky and weird here, so of course we do. But I do want to break down the actual episode, which is kind of a confusing one to break down, because for the first time, we don't really have, like, this team and that team versus each other. It's really confusing on which side everybody's on, especially because they're saying they're on one side, and then they're killing the person whose side they're on and whatnot. But let's start by talking about the team that I'm calling Going to Josephine's House team. It's a really short name for them, right? It's catchy. I think it will catch on really well. So we've got...
It's short and catchy.
Yeah, definitely. We got Haley, we've got Gia, we've got Elijah going there. And there's a little bit of a B story line, which is that Haley and Gia are awkwardly talking about Elijah.
There's some jealousy there.
There was some jealousy there.
There was, but Elijah laid it down, because he straight out said, well, what do you want from me? Like,
yeah,
what do you want from
you know
me?
What?
Then stop acting like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have both.
You can't
get married, have your child with my brother, deny me on your marriage, and then get jealous of my new rebound girl.
But I like that they did throw in some Elijah stuff, because it proves that it is real and it's alive.
Yes.
Oh, you think that this was them?
Oh! Whoa!
You're saying yes over here.
I said yes, and then she got to the end of her sentence, and I said no.
All right, hold on. We need to let Elijah fight for herself for
a
second.
Yes.
So, answer this. This episode made you believe there is hope for Elijah.
I mean, maybe in the future. Yes, it made me believe that there's hope for them. Like, I believe it's here, it still exists, and it's not some made-up weird stuff, okay? So, I do think, though, that is... definitely set aside with all that we have going on, and she just married Jackson, and they're cute together.
So we're
back burnering
it. We're putting
them
back burner,
but it is still alive.
I agree. You know, looking at it that way, it did show us a little tiny like sliver of hope.
T,
but I don't know.
T, come on, lay it down.
I took it as, in most relationships, just because you've moved on with your life doesn't mean you're ready to see that other person with someone else. And the whole time, Haley has been the one with someone else. She hasn't had to deal with seeing him with someone else. So it's her first time, so her initial reaction might be a little bit of jealousy, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she wants him back.
Yeah, that's true. But she can't get jealous.
No,
she's
can't.
Thrown it
she's
in
not
his
allowed.
Face this whole
she's
time.
She's not allowed to get jealous with him.
No, I don't think it's allowed, but I do understand that the first time is the burn, because she never had to deal with it. She was always the object of everyone's affection.
All right, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I really felt as if Gia was overstepping her boundary here by saying what she said to Haley. She goes to her, you know, he's upset and you couldn't have done that to him. This is all because of you. Maybe you need to let him live his life. And go live his life. And I'm sitting there thinking, are you really the person to tell her that she needs to let him go live his life? Like, now that you're the new girlfriend? She was the one who seemed jealous to me. I don't know.
You know what? I was surprised that she said it, but I think I took it from a different perspective. Because I was like, when she said it, I felt like, you know what? Like, out of all the people who Elijah has dealt with, their interests have always been first. But when it comes to Gia... like, she's saying, you're important, Haley. The baby's important because it's important to Elijah. And Elijah's important.
Well, not that part, but when later
on... I know what she said. She said, like, maybe he has... And I think she was taking a little bit of a dig. But also because, like, you know, her jealousy was showing and she's the new girl. But I kind of felt like... I thought it was a bold move on her part. And I did enjoy it. In a good way.
And that's Gia. You know, that's her character. She's the ballsy one who's going to tell everyone how it is. She's not going to hold back for anyone. So it's very much in her character to just say what Elijah won't say to Haley.
I have to say, I'm kind of obsessed with her character after she came into studio because she was such a freaking cool girl that now I'm like, yeah, Team Gia.
100%. I was rooting for her the whole episode. I was like, yeah, Gia, keep talking. Say more things. Get more involved. Like, after she came in the studio, I was more invested in her character.
And I looked at this as her fighting a little bit for her man. And I'm like, ooh, can I see? What's their team name?
Jelijah.
Yeah, and then when they were in bed together, I was like, that's a damn good-looking couple. Like,
oh, I was like, oh, my God, it's happening.
I know.
I'm not mad at this at all.
I know.
Not mad at this at all.
I don't want to make Katie cry right now, but maybe they're endgame. We don't know.
She's cried a lot lately.
Also, she is kind of the rebound girl, so I don't know if that's going to work out.
Oh, that's true. You don't usually end up with your rebound. I guess that's right.
And she's admittedly said, like, you know, she knows what's going on. So we'll see. I don't know.
This crew, though, has to actually get some work done. They can't just be caught in this pseudo love triangle. Mm-hmm. They got to go talk to Joe because they are on a mission to make sure Joe and the rest of the witches don't kill Rebecca.
Maybe we should say Josephine.
Sorry.
I wrote it as Joe. But that's so informal for such a classic lady.
She's a madame.
Miss Josephine.
Yeah.
Sorry. First of all, that was definitely me getting caught in the Vampire Diaries for a second.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Alarx
Joe.
I'm looking at Tiana, who's not looking at me. She's staring up at the board. I'm like, did I skip something? Did I do something wrong? It's like, no, she abbreviated just trying to save space, and I just started calling Josephine Joe. So anyway.
Well, Eva called her Josie.
Oh,
that's true, yeah. Josie.
And the Pussycats?
Yeah.
Josie. Okay. So anyway, we go to see Madame Josephine because we have
that's
to convince
proper.
Her. Yeah, very proper. And when you're proper, actually, I should do it in a British accent, Madame Josephine. And
that's not bad.
That's pretty good. We go there and we're trying to convince her. Hey, listen, your people cannot kill Eva St. Clair, even though you hate her, because our girl Rebecca is inside of her. And if you kill Eva, you kill Rebecca. And we're not having that because everybody knows Rebecca is a huge part of the show, and you can't kill the lead woman on a show. Oh, wait.
Oh, you can. But this is the thing, though. I sided with Miss Josephine.
Me too.
I was like, I'm sorry. She's taken, what, six that we know of kids of the thing. Like, no.
Well, she had eight.
We gave you 24 hours. Mm-hmm. We've already extended ourselves. We've already been gracious towards you.
You're a little bit of a hard-ass about this.
No, I am. You don't rule a kingdom by graciously handing out favors.
Yes, and that's what I said. She has to take this stand.
Yes.
She has to. She's a woman of power, and she's going to say that I'm sorry about the collateral damage. Of course, I don't want her to be collateral damage.
No, because I love Rebecca.
Like, she needs to stand up for her
coven. Yeah, she does.
All right. T, what did you think about all this?
I just love how Donald's ruling with an iron fist. He's like the Game of Thrones over here.
Which is one of my favorite shows. King Jeffrey.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go down the after show to talk about that.
I
agreed with her that there are boundaries you have to keep. But, I mean, I think that they could lock her in the house, but can't the same people who locked her in the house, I don't know, isolate her, like, go to the house to extract Rebecca again? I feel like there was a way to lock her away and also save Rebecca if they all just work together.
Hmm. But she was so strong at this point because she was channeling eight different little kids.
Oh, yeah, and Davina.
Yeah.
And at this point, they've already, well, I guess she is one of the kids.
Yeah.
But at this
point,
they've already, they said that Harvard, like, harnessing this power, there's nobody else as powerful as her except for Freya. I don't think they had a choice.
Let's get this story right. So basically, we're going back and forth where we've got Josephine who's telling part of the story and Vincent who's telling back part of the story. And what's happened is she's got eight people. She needs nine so she can have one witch from all of the covens so that she can be the most powerful
sort of start a new coven.
I think it's a new hierarchy. Channeling all of each of the children from each of the covens, I think she becomes like headmistress of big coven.
Just like Jackson did
like
with the wolves.
Yeah.
Right.
In a way.
So it's a ritual that she has to do, which makes sense to your Dahlia is Eva thing, because she just wants to be the most powerful.
You're now co-president of the theory.
Because
you're keeping it alive. Maybe it is true. Maybe that is what's happening.
I'm feeling really hurt by that.
Oh my God, no!
I feel like I worked really hard to become president.
You're the campaign manager. Which I think is more powerful.
I don't know.
Wait,
have you not seen Scandal? I mean, the campaign manager is everything.
We watch way too much television.
Way too much television. Anyway, but I did want to say, in relation to the different stories, when Vincent was getting the story from Rebecca, when him and Marcel were talking to Rebecca, I was almost believing Eva Sinclair. I was like, I know I don't believe you, but, like, if I was Vincent, I would believe you.
All right.
Wait, believe her about the fact that they weren't going to die?
Well, no, I thought that they were going to die.
I just thought she was going to do something good.
But, like, no. She was pulling at my heartstrings of, like, you know, a unity and, like,
and
for the better of the people. And, like, this was for the greater cause. Like,
I'm with you.
You know, like, I was starting to think maybe this is for the greater cause.
But we've just seen her be crazy. And she actually told one of the little girls that they said, "Are you going to kill me?" in one of the previous episodes. And she's like, "Not yet."
That's true.
This woman is evil.
Well, I guess I was thinking from Vincent's point of view. Like, if this was my love and I trusted her.
And like you said, she brought up good points because 2 years ago, Marcel was ruling the quarter. He was abusing the witches, using them for, like, you know, tormenting them, telling them they couldn't use magic anymore. Things were really bad for them, so something did need to change, and I'm not sure that, you know, the extremists needed to come out of this way. Maybe they could have just all worked together. You're witches. We saw so many times tonight Freya as a witch just kind of, like, whoosh her hand and vampires just succumbing, you know? They couldn't fight back against a witch because a witch can just move her hand.
If they had worked together or channel power, then they could have overtaken Marcel.
Yeah, without killing 9 innocent little kids.
There's always one extremist, though, and this is her, and she's crazy.
Ted Bundy.
Why didn't she kill all of the kids, though?
Because she didn't have them all yet.
But he says, when Vincent's talking, he goes, they're still alive. He was under the assumption that all of these kids were already dead.
Because no one saw or could find them.
Right, but if he thought they were dead and he knew what the plan is, then maybe the kids, you could kill them individually once you got
them. But I don't think he knew the plan until she told him. Like, they just knew that the children were going missing.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then he did the locator spell and then saw her, but never the children because they were already clothed.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's my other question. Mm-hmm. Here's my other question because I like that we had a definitive number on this, and maybe you guys as super fans know better than I did, but have we ever been told that there were 9 covens?
And, nope.
All right. That was cool. That was a cool piece of information. And now I'm trying to piece together, like, all right, so based on watching Vampire Diaries and Originals, how many of the covens do we know about?
Have we been introduced? Yeah. We need a chart. This is where we need a chart.
You guys rock it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, do that, please.
Are there 9 covens total or 9, like, within this area?
I don't know if it's total. I don't know if it's the most powerful 9.
Because she was just taking kids locally.
Yeah.
And we know that they're from Vampire Diaries, for people who watch that. We know that there's the Gemini Coven is like in Seattle somewhere. So she wasn't going over there to get people, and she wasn't going to the Bennett Coven to get anyone. She was staying locally. So I think
does 9 covens sound like a lot of covens?
I don't know.
I mean, if it's family names. There be those covens, like the 9 covens, and they be scattered throughout? Because now we have some of the Gemini Coven over in
Mystic Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's covens living in the city, but not the entire coven living there. There's just a few members.
Yeah, how large is a coven? Yeah, where? Yeah. Exactly. I don't know, but I did like being told that there are 9, that we had 8 of them, we needed one more, and I was like, oh, okay, we're getting numbers, we're getting answers. Like, I can piece this puzzle together, I can do math, I know that 9 - 8 is 1, and that we're just looking for hope. I know that sounds ridiculous, but sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what we're looking for anymore, so getting the specific numbers on this, I thought was kind of helpful.
Oh, and it was. And also, I thought that it was interesting that the 9th person that she chose was Josephine. To represent her coven.
But that confused me a bit.
Because she said that hope was a choice of convenience, opportunity, but this is a choice of...
Like, this is a choice. Like, I need someone. Like, I'm choosing you.
Which made me think she was powerful, but she didn't fight back. So,
well, because Eva's already channeling 8 children.
Yeah, she's very
powerful. She's already
powerful.
Useless.
But does that mean hope is, like, underneath the same coven as Josephine?
That's what I was confused about.
But hope's not in a coven.
She has to be
I think she was just going to channel, because we don't know what hope is yet.
Also, isn't Josephine's power not pure enough? Like, isn't the point of having kids that you had pure power, and Josephine's older and her power is tainted?
It made me feel like at this point, because she only needed...
There's just some people in the chat roll who are commenting saying that there's 9 just in the Louisiana area, New Orleans area, not 9, like... Total, but she was just taking from 9 different covens because they couldn't all be from the same one.
This has to be has to be a whoever smelt a Delta kind of thing, and the people in there must be part of the coven, because how do they know that?
Well, I guess you just need 9 for the ritual, not necessarily there's 9
coming. But what did she call it? The rule of 9s?
Yeah, the rule of 9s.
Yeah.
That's what the ritual's called.
That's what the ritual's called, yeah. So we don't know if there's only 9 covens or if it just takes 9 covens or maybe it's in the bylines of the history of these covens. I don't know. They didn't give us enough information.
We knew she needed 9. We knew she had 8. She was trying to fill the 9th with hope, and she got to hope way too easily.
Which is what we talked about in the last episode. Sorry I'm getting so passionate, but it was ridiculous. Yeah. We said, how can they just leave her in there?
How are you gonna
like, they don't know. Like, and, they know, and, like, no protection.
And Haley and Klaus were like, hey, Rebecca, what are you doing? It's obviously not her.
Oh, my God.
But I really just don't think that she would even be able to be taken. Like, if it really came down to Ava rushing into the crib, Hope would have been like,
I think
Hope would have done that, too. Yeah. I agree, because I was waiting for Hope to do something like, oh, my God, protect yourself. And then they came, and I was like, okay, well, they're not going to... No one knows how powerful Hope is.
Well, I think she kind of did protect herself. Like, I think that...
Or, like, maybe she stirred her connection with... Yeah.
Or, yeah, maybe she got Haley to get up and Klaus to get up. Or maybe she opened the window to push her out. Like, who knows? Maybe she really did save herself.
Haley is so protective over Hope, too. She doesn't care. Like, if it comes down to it, she has to kill Rebecca.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Absolutely. Well, and you should.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but, like... Man, you guys put her in there. You made this mess. Like, I'm sorry, but, like,
it wasn't that.
She should have been asleep with the chains on. You know, just in case she came out.
But how easily did Freya break those chains?
Yeah, that was...
But Freya's a lot more powerful than Eva.
I think something's going on with Freya.
Let's talk about her right now. All right, I'm going to lay this out. Number one, I do not trust her.
I have a number one of my own, and it's I love her.
You guys are just hilarious tonight.
I understand what you mean and what you're saying, and by not trusting her, I don't even... That's not the opposite of loving her.
Okay, yeah, I totally agree.
Her character is really interesting, but I don't... I'm a huge Klaus advocate, and anybody who's like, I'm going to take you down, Klaus, I'm going to make every single one of your siblings turn against you, and I'm going to tell your mom that, and then I'm going to kill our mom. Girl, you've got an ulterior motive, and I don't know what it is.
And for me to trust mom over you, that's saying a lot.
Right.
So, I just want to make sure we're drawing the battle lines here. You're with Klaus, and you're with Klaus, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm always with Klaus.
Yeah, always.
Okay, so I love Freya, but now I'm starting to think this whole thing about her ripping off the shackles, like, she could do it so easily. And then, also, when I was watching it the second time, when Klaus was telling Esther about my child, and she was like, oh my God, you have a child, whatever, she's still alive. Klaus said that we need you to help us, because Freya is not powerful enough to get Rebecca out of the mind, whatever. It went back to Freya and showed her face, like, do this little cunning smile, and I was like, oh, she could do it. She's trying to get into the head.
Are you Team Klaus?
She wanted to be...
Does that make you Team Klaus?
I don't know. I'm Team...
You have to pick a side, clearly.
One of those
You don't have to pick it today.
No, you don't have to pick it today.
But eventually...
I would like to let you guys know I've already enlisted as first lieutenant in Freya's army. I know I'm on the other side of this battle lines, but I just, like, Freya, like...
We're at war.
I just will never forget how evil Klaus is, and Freya is right. In her mind, she said she saw Klaus's mind. Klaus is not capable of trust.
No, she said of trusting her.
Right.
Klaus trusts his sister, Rebecca, because he loves her and he knows her.
And that was a great moment.
But Freya has not been honest since she got there about her true intentions, and it came out tonight, especially being around her mom, when she could definitely... gotten out of the shackles at any moment. She was playing victim, playing stupid to get Klaus to, like, give her more information, and she let it go to a point of, like, okay, now he has to let me into his mind. Like, I don't trust anything she's saying now.
I love Freya, though, and I think it's not her fault that she's like this, because of the circumstances she grew up in, like, she just picked a side. She has to pick, like, watch out for herself.
All right, here's the deal. This is what she claims, but this is why she's sneaky. When she talks to Klaus, she says, don't worry, all I saw was you crying alone by yourself, and a serious of bad romance situations. But then we know she saw something else. We know she saw more. She's lying about what she saw. She's lying about her intentions. She's lying about what she's willing to do, and she's lying about how she's going to do it. I think this girl is bad
news. It sounds like the other side of the exact same coin that Klaus lives on.
Oh my gosh, wait a second. Cole was for himself, and you were very Team Cole. And he was looking out for himself.
No, look what he did at the end. Look Look what Cole did at the end.
But he was very for himself for
Cole
the longest
time. Cole is a martyr. He is a hero.
But he was very for himself for the like for a majority of the time that we saw him.
Guys.
So Freya is for herself because she has to protect herself.
No. I'm sorry. The biggest thing here is that Esther doesn't trust her child. Yeah. Which is not saying much right now, but Esther
doesn't even know her
but
child.
Exactly, yeah. For Esther to be so like, oh my gosh, my child is alive, and then immediately
under
be like,
compulsion.
Wait a second.
Under compulsion.
Be like, wait a second, Klaus, I'm going to be honest with you because that's what you've compelled me to do. Do not trust her because like Dahlia, there's always something else to the bargain.
But this is what I thought. But this is what I thought because when she came back and she was like, Mom, you were wrong. I thought she was gonna say, you're a vampire now, like, you, even if you could see the light in me, you wouldn't be able to because you're no longer a witch, you're not who you are, you're not the same person who saw me when I was a child.
She didn't
and
do
also,
that though.
Who cares? You gave me up. You don't see the light in me because you don't know who I am.
She gave her up before she had her. It's not like.
No. Oh, but sorry. I don't think Esther should have been killed, and I really think Freya made a mistake on that part, and I think that Esther just tried to do her best.
Backtracking.
She did her best. Esther did her best.
But sometimes she just annoys me with all of her apologies. I'm like, okay, I can't hear your apology anymore. Like, you messed up.
She does. Wait,
you're talking about Esther?
Yeah.
When Esther trying to apologize to Klaus, too, and he's like,
not
Mom's a comedian. And I was like, yeah, seriously. Like,
oh my gosh,
joke, Mom.
Yeah. I wanted to, if I was Klaus, I was like, oh, Mom, yeah.
You, after a thousand no. years.
I know, but I understood what you said. It's just like, I'm really easy on forgiveness sometimes.
I don't know about that. We do see that Klaus is capable of good things. And like tonight, he does have that conversation with Rebecca, and she asks her to be him to be a family for a little bit, and he is really sweet. And that was a good moment for Klaus. No? Okay, Team Klaus over there,
no,
come on.
No, I was waiting. I thought you were going to keep talking.
Oh, I talk a lot, but I was done at that
okay.
point.
No, I totally agree. I think that Klaus definitely showed his good points. And Freya, just to me, I still need to know more about her time with Dahlia to see if she is actually completely torn. We did see her get really mad at Dahlia about the whole baby thing, which we've seen Rebecca get really mad at Klaus about not letting her love, but then going back and still following Klaus and being loyal to him. So just because someone has wronged you in such a huge way doesn't mean that they're completely out of your life.
Especially if they're family.
Yeah, especially when you sleep for 100 years at a time.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
You can get over it.
Yeah, but when you're sleeping, are you thinking, like, do they get to sleep for 100 years and still have dreams and thoughts? Or are you
that's
sleeping like you're
punishing.
Out? Yeah, I don't
that's,
know.
That's awful.
I know.
But
I don't know. Like, are you thinking, oh, well, in 99 years, I'm going to get up. Okay, in 97 years. Oh, now I'm mad. No, I'm in a couple more years, I'll be happy again. Or, like, are you out?
I feel
out?
Like, you know, in the fact, if she was mentally active within the 100-year slumber, then yes, I think there is possible. Like, it's possible that she could be aligning with Dahlia. But her heart is so deep and, like, for her mother and for everything. And Dahlia is the one who did this. Mm. But I just, for some reason, I just feel it right here. I trust her.
I will say this, to end this Team Klaus, Team Esther thing, or no, Team Freya thing, I just hope that you guys end up proving us wrong.
Oh, you know what? No, I hope that we prove each other wrong and that they make up and they actually learn to trust each other and there's an alliance.
I completely agree with that.
Because Dahlia's coming.
I would love to see Freya be on our sibling team because now the fact that we don't have Finn anymore means that we are all together. We're all on one page. And if Freya comes into that page, and Cole is, he left on that page. By the way, speaking of Cole, though, I did want to mention this. We're keeping Cole alive. We're keeping his memory alive. We keep talking about how we are going to save Cole, which is why one of the reasons Rebecca doesn't go back to her body. Another reason being that Claire Holt isn't on the show right now, so they got to keep her in this body. But it was between the fact that she didn't want to kill the kids because they were still linked with the body and the fact that she needs to be a witch so she can save her brother. Do we think that's going to happen anytime soon, or are they just teasing us?
I think at the season finale, there will be a family reunion. All the siblings will be present.
Okay.
Yeah. If that
roll
or
call.
Season three. I just don't think it's going to happen
season
anytime.
Season three? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
T, are you thinking we're going to get Cole?
All right, get right, though. I'm not mad at it.
I think that they're going to let us sit and wonder a little bit longer, but I agree, maybe season three.
100 years long?
Well, not 100 years, because I won't be alive. I mean, I am eternal, but...
Wait, you're a witch.
I'm a witch. I don't live forever.
Yeah, I'm the vampire, so yeah. I got you guys all beat.
I'd be a hybrid.
Oh my god, what just happened? Why did you all of a sudden get to be the best one?
Well, I thought we were just calling it out, right?
And you're the president of the club. You're the first in command. You're the hybrid. Yeah, no, I agree.
You gotta take it. You gotta take it.
Take charge. I do agree with that. But I did think it was good that Rebecca decided to stay in this body, especially because she's still linked to these kids. That, obviously, they threw that in there for a reason. Where are we going with that storyline? What's going on that she has to stay here because she's linked?
I thought they were just cementing to us as an audience, don't expect Claire Holt to come back, because, you know, Eva dies, or the body of Eva dies, Davina dies, Davina's not going anywhere.
What if any of these kids die, though? What if one of them dies? Does she die? Is it linked the other way around?
Oh, I don't know.
Or like, the kid dies, and then another kid dies. Is it, like, everybody's linked, or it's just linked to her?
I think they're just linked to her.
Okay.
Magically, in some way. But there has to be consequences of being linked, right? I mean, besides the death.
Yeah, I would definitely think so.
Well, I mean, maybe Rebecca can use the linkage that's still there to help her with Cole, getting Cole back.
But is she, but like, yeah. And I do have, because she is still linked, is she still the most powerful witch? Is she still a little more powerful? Like, does that go away? Does that not go away?
That would be cool. I also wanted to get your guys' opinion on Vincent in tonight's episode. Were you guys thinking that he... Rock on, dude. Were you guys thinking that he was on our team the whole time, or were you tricked by him?
Oh.
I was tricked.
I was tricked. I was with him. I have heartstrings. I'm my best with you, and we're evil. Let's do it for the greater cause. Let's go.
I was tricked, but I was mad at him. I was like, really? You just said that you were over everything supernatural.
Oh, I was Bonnie and Clyde-ing
it. Which is why I didn't believe him.
You're good. You knew he was on our team?
Yeah, I knew he was on our team.
Smart.
Really?
Yeah, because he said he was done with all the witches and the vampires, and he's... drinking alone, and then I know that it is his first love, but we also knew that he was the one who stopped her before, because he didn't like what she was doing.
See, that was the exact reason why I thought he wasn't on our side, because I thought, if the vampires aren't with me, if the witches aren't with me, if this town isn't what I know, if I wasn't, like, here for the last 7-8 months, like, this is my home, this is my family, this is the only person I know, this is, together we'll build a new order. Maybe I just want power.
Right.
I don't know. I thought he had turned, but I really enjoyed that he didn't.
I have to know which ones of you guys at home were as smart as Tiana in here, because I was completely blindsided. Yeah. Like, there was no part of me that was thinking, oh, he's still on our team, and that's why he took Josephine, and that's why he hurt everybody else and whacked Marcel or whatever. I was like, damn it. Like,
I was mad.
He's back to almost being Finn again.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to this actor, because... guy's got chops.
Like, yeah, it's good.
It's funny. I didn't like him at all. Not I didn't like him as Finn, but like I felt indifferent towards him. Right. Now that he's Vincent, I'm a huge fan.
Amazing.
I loved him as Finn. And then
he was so creepy.
Yeah, and I love the transition and the juxtaposition of the two characters and how he's playing them both so differently, from the way he walks, from the way he talks, the way he just interacts with people. It's all so different that you wouldn't even realize, you know, that he's the same person.
Yeah, right. Well, I think kudos to him for being such a great actor, because his energy as Finn just threw me off, because I thought he was creepy, but whole nother energy.
But that's
whole
why he was
energy.
So good
that's,
at it.
Yeah, that's why I think he makes him so good.
Guys, a couple characters that I want to mention, just because we haven't talked about them in quite some time. Josh, Davina, Aiden,
Jackson. Can we all be mad at Marcel for not knowing that Davina was gone?
For days, and
for Eva calling him out on it, like, oh yeah, some father figure you are. Or you didn't even realize that she was missing.
And Josh is her best friend. Where was Josh coming and saying, "Hey, you guys, Davina's gone"?
And Aiden's the boyfriend.
Yeah. About Aiden though, he was cast in the same thing with Michael Trevino.
Yeah. But that doesn't help with my character development.
Guys, these are just pilots. They're not picked up yet. So until pilots get picked up, I don't care about them.
I'm really intrigued in that synopsis, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that, like, we are missing. These are not just, like, random C characters. These are some of our big key players, and they've been gone for a little bit.
I was going to say the same thing. It's just really interesting that they've really made all these characters so pivotal and important to the storyline, and then they just leave them out for episodes at a time.
And Donald, you said, where's Michael?
Yeah, Yeah, where's Michael?
Yeah.
He was sent away like 5 episodes ago. That's something really serious he's going to search for.
And yeah. Also, is Esther...
Unless he's been there.
Now, which is why...
Or unless he's bringing Dahlia.
I think... Oh, maybe... But listen, I will save that for predictions, though, because I...
You're right. I just get into the predictions all the time.
Let's talk about the parents for a second, though. So we do see that Esther... I don't even know if I could say die or turns into a bunch of dead birds.
But some flew away.
Yeah. Is Esther still alive? Okay. Is her spirit there? Is she a vampire bird?
This gets into my predictions. Can I just say it?
You go, girl.
I feel like she might have been sent into the necklace.
She's the necklace! So many times Freya's rubbing that necklace!
Is Michael in the necklace, too?
I don't know. I feel like that necklace changed colors tonight, too.
But because Freya was holding it, she was holding it after she did that, too.
Didn't Tremaine, Josephine gave her a different necklace.
Josephine gave her that green necklace. One. But what, is she just transferring things?
The blue one, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
These necklaces are getting a little confusing. They all mean something. They mean something. We're not looking past this. And also what meant something was that moment and Josephine being like, your friends are friends, your enemies are enemies.
Huh? Like, oh, well, I just thought she must know that at this moment she's getting everything that Klaus would have wished for.
Right?
And Klaus is in the background staring at it and she's smirking a little bit and she's been in his mind. She has to know how much this would hurt him.
That smile on her face.
But also, Klaus, go against Freya. You're going against all the witches now. Mm-hmm. All the witches. Yeah.
But Freya did say her last thing to her mother was that she was going to get all the siblings to turn against Klaus.
Yeah.
Right. So that scares me too, because that's exactly what Esther tried to do, but Esther failed at it.
Right.
What does Freya know that Esther didn't know?
Everything, because she was inside her mind.
Yeah, but she was there for a few minutes. How could she know thousands of years? I mean, maybe that's the way it works.
Well, she's so powerful.
My other question is, she was going through a lot when she was channeling him. You know, she's like freaking out. She's holding hands and chanting and having spasms. And it seemed like it was a really intense moment. Do you really get to soak in the minds of everyone you're holding hands with, too, while you're doing all... Like, that's multitasking at its finest.
It might not have been that intense. It might have been an act just to get Klaus in.
Huh. Yeah, because we can't trust her, huh?
Because she's wise.
Any thoughts about what she picked up about Klaus's past? Does anybody have a specific moment that they were thinking? Because I was sitting there thinking, huh, what is it that she's actually seeing or that he's so afraid that she will see? What has he done? Did he do something so bad that we haven't learned about yet?
See, I didn't think of a specific moment like that. I just thought the fact that he wanted all this power and he's really, like, alone in a corner, that's how he feels inside. Although he has this big stage of I'm powerful, everything, he really feels, like, just alone inside.
See, I'm thinking we're going to get flashbacks. I'm thinking he did something really bad, that he burned somebody really bad, maybe even burned Freya. Maybe he even had an idea of, like, where she was or something that happened. I don't know. Maybe he knew more than he was letting on.
I definitely think there's something that she saw that we don't know that she saw, 100%. But I also think that, man, if she did go back and see thousands of years in his entire life and can understand him and see everything...
Then she should love him.
Well, no, then doesn't it speak to how bad he must be that she doesn't think that she can change him? How affected he is?
No, all she said was that he will never trust her from what she realized in seeing his past. He's never going to trust me. That's a difference between he's never going to be on my side.
He doesn't trust any of his family. He'll dagger any of them in a second.
He trusts them. He just doesn't like it when they piss him off.
Speaking about his
family, don't you wish you could dagger your brother every now and then when he's on your nerves?
Oh my God, I would have daggered him this weekend. Yes, I would have.
Exactly. It's a family thing.
It is a family thing.
Family
problem. Well, it's a family problem now for Klaus to have Freya be so powerful, which I support.
Speaking of his family, though, I really thought that was a sweet moment between him and Rebecca.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I thought that was so sweet.
It was very sweet.
And she says, please do this for me. And he's like, okay. And I'm actually really liking his chemistry with this actress. I know she's not Claire Holt, but she's doing a really good job. And she did a really good job as Eva, too, and was, like, creepy and looked in different directions had that jawline and the walk. Yeah.
I think she may be the only actress, and I say this because she's the only one that I've seen, but I'm 100% on board.
Yeah.
I think they made a great casting choice. Mm-hmm. She's got great acting ability. She's really going for it. Her in the flash inside of her own brain and everything. Like, I think, and it was, I thought it was a really sweet moment between her and Klaus. And
I did too.
it just speaks to Rebecca's humanity to not want to kill all the children to put herself back in her other body, because Klaus was like, ah, let's just kill, you know, 9 witches.
Yeah, that was a little aggressive.
Including Davina.
Yeah, including Davina. But I also like that Rebecca has ties to Davina and that we see she really likes her. Mm-hmm. And I think that will mean something, because I want more people to be tied to Davina, because I want her on the show more, because I love her character.
Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah, she's amazing. All right, I think that pretty much covers the episode. I want to get into some predictions. I want to hear you guys' predictions in the chat right now through Tiana. She will channel your energy and can speak them if you guys give predictions in all different accents. What Donald's realizing right now is that Katie takes extensive notes.
I'm sorry, can I show them?
Yeah, if you actually look back, this whole notepad. No, no, not a whole page. Look, all this, the whole notepad.
This whole page says predictions.
Oh, she's got... Well, girl's got it going on, though.
But this is a thick notepad. Anyways, she's prepared.
I love note-taking.
She's prepared.
Yeah, that's because she takes her job seriously.
And that's, like, the whole season.
Those are green notes.
All right, let's talk about some of these predictions, though, guys. So we did mention some of these characters that we aren't seeing as much, and we talked about Michael being one of them briefly. Do we think now that Esther is kind of gone, Michael has room to pop back in the picture, and in what capacity would that be?
I just think they're in the necklace.
You think Michael's in the necklace, too?
I do. I think she's
keeping everybody.
He is fighting
with Esther in there. And Finn.
Dang.
Well, I don't know if
they could all be in the necklace.
Talking to each other, but I feel like they're in the necklace. Like, she's doing something.
This isn't like Genie in the bottle, and they're all, like, tight and squeezed in there.
I know. That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I wanted you to keep going, honestly.
I think it's... I wouldn't put it beyond Freya. No, I don't even know why I would say it like that. I think Freya is smarter than just to kill Esther, because how can she use her? Mm. And, like, if she's really that smart, I think Esther's somewhere, whether she's a bird flying and there's all the other dead birds to make a statement, or she's in the necklace, I think she's still around. I don't know what's going to happen with Michael. Man, I'd like to see Finn come back. I just think there's...
You want to see Finn or you want to see Cole?
No, Cole.
Cole. Okay.
Cole. I didn't mean to say Finn. I meant to say Cole. I meant Finn, because Finn's in the necklace, too.
You want to see them all come back.
Yeah, I want to see them all come back. But I just think that... I have no idea what's going to happen. It just, they streamlined it so much that I don't see it anymore.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Katie, predictions from you?
I just think they're in the necklace. I just am sticking by it.
It all goes back to the necklace.
Standing there. All right, T, what you got for us, girl?
Oh, my gosh. Everyone's predictions are coming in so fast right now. I'm having a hard time copying and pasting them so I can see them. But Bex G said, I predict Freya will succeed in isolating Klaus from his siblings.
Hmm.
Gloria Hernan said, I predict that Klaus comes out on top. As usual.
I hope so.
I like that one.
I was with you, Bex G.
And ALFE96 said Dahlia could kill Michael while he tries to protect Freya.
So here's the other thing. Yeah, this is like the prediction of all predictions is not even a prediction. It's a fact. We know from previews, Dahlia is there next week. The wait is over. We are seeing Dahlia.
I'm excited.
Now we can't hide anymore. Are her and Freya actually BFF, and they've been on the same team this whole time?
Like, absolutely not.
Oh, we don't know.
You can't group Freya in the same sentence as Dahlia.
You don't know that.
I think you can, because they were together.
We have to. That's what we do at AfterBuzz.
I will say this. As much as I do not trust Freya, I don't think that she's necessarily working with Dahlia. I just don't think she's being forthcoming with her actual motives in taking her out, and that there is something in it more so for her than what she's letting on.
I got you. And the other thing that I completely forgot to mention, guys, was the fact that you go, Lil Rebecca. Lil Rebecca, you go stab her.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, actually, like, that would mess that girl up for life, but. All right.
Oh, my God.
That's what it takes.
I was a little sad. When they were, like, going in and they heard Rebecca scream, and Marcel was like, Rebecca! And I was like, oh, she's coming. And then I was a little girl, and I was like, I can't have anything.
I thought we were going to see her, too.
I thought we were going to see Claire Hall.
Yeah, me too, but we couldn't. And we couldn't see this version of Rebecca, so that's the best they could do, I guess.
One more prediction from the chat roll. Nicholas Kelly said, Michelson family reunion. I want to see Michael and Henrique.
Ooh.
We haven't heard that name in so long, but
so long.
That could be
Henrique.
I actually forgot.
One of the kids.
Yeah.
The kid that died.
Yeah. So maybe he's not actually dead either. We don't know.
Oh, my God. That would be crazy. He's not dead, actually. Her baby's not dead, actually.
Nobody ever dies.
Yeah.
You're not gonna die. You're not gonna die. You're not gonna die.
We need Oprah on this.
I have one extreme bold prediction.
Everybody?
One. No, and I think that the final shot of this season will be all of the Michelson clan at a family dinner, like, inside the house.
And where's our invite? I actually need to make plans now to come, so please send it in the mail, and we will be there eating hors d'oeuvres with the Michelsons.
Yes, lots of candles.
I love that.
That'd be fun.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, amazing predictions, and in case people won't talk to you throughout the week, which you all should, because they have amazing things to say about the originals and other stuff, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Donald Romaine, on Twitter as Tigris Hobbs, and I will download Periscope. Is that it?
Yeah.
Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13. And you can find me on Katie Campbell Online and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I started a new vlog.
Woo! Yeah. What are you vlogging about?
Do it yourself organization.
Cool!
I love organization.
Yes. Me too. I'm
serious. My whole bed underneath Ziploc bags, everything.
That was hilarious.
You just found your first guest.
I would love
guest host right there.
Like flags with Sheldon.
Anyway,
I'm Tiana Hobson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheTianaHobson, on Snapchat at Tiana_Hobson, and I will also be downloading Periscope as soon as this is over, so we'll see what that's all about.
And I am Roxy Stryer, and you guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and of course Periscope, which I'm completely obsessed with, and if you guys want to watch me do absolutely nothing, I know that's not a great selling point, but it actually is pretty fun, then make sure you download Periscope, and make sure you listen to us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, use the hashtag ABTV Originals on iTunes and on SoundCloud, leave a comment, leave a thumbs up, 5-star. We love hearing what you guys have to say. Until next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.